This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bits, Bytes, Bits, Bytes. Sometimes I get a little bit confused. I think we all do. Yeah. Megabits, megabytes. Yes, our terminology has been a little bit all over the place, but it is MBPS.
Yeah.
Megabits per second.
Megabits per second.
Just to be clear. Thank you for the reminder.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, we have been asking you whether or not you are happy with your internet speeds in a roundabout way. We just framed it nicely. So let us know. Have you noticed a change in your speed? Have you been upgraded, downgraded? Are you saving money, spending more? Let us know in a few more minutes. We will be wrapping up. So get your messages in quick on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Arvin.
Yeah, so this comes from Autar Singh, who says that to increase the speed or the package with reduced prices is most welcome, but to bond for a certain period of time is not acceptable. It should be open. Let the users decide on which service provider provides the best. Then we have a message from Iz, who says that believe not much has changed on our internet speed. MCMC must have a policy ensuring consumers that telcos upgrade and keep up with their service offerings on a quarterly basis. Currently, telcos only call consumers once every 2 years when they want to renew their contracts.
Good point.
Yep. Then we have a message from last number 0812, who says that also a good number of my friends complained about not reaching 500 Mbps but were trying to measure their speed with Wi-Fi instead of using LAN cables. They would indeed need to upgrade to 1 Gbps Wi-Fi routers in order to enjoy these speeds wirelessly. However, most modem routers are capable of 1 Gbps over LAN, provided the computer they are connected to has a 1 Gbps LAN port.
Indeed, mm-hmm. Yes.
And finally, this one comes from Wisely, who says that so far nothing happened yet. I have to explore ways to increase the speed. I've tuned the speed for my home broadband. The result was very good, satisfied. Ha ha ha.
Christine, what have you got?
Right, so we got a couple of tweets here, and basically we've got Dr. Shafiq, who says, I actually want to downgrade to 100 Mbps from 500 Mbps because of the cheaper price, and I don't need such a high speed, but downgrading is hard to do, especially when you're under a contract, you need to go to like TM Point and stuff like that.
Right.
In a similar fashion, we've got MD, I want to say Shaani Abdullah, who says, the minister told the telcos to reduce package prices to reduce the burden, but what is the intent if you shove a bundle with 10 times the speed that serves no purpose for the users? For example, HIP TV worked at the original speed, so why should I need more speed? And now at my current speed, many services have been excluded.
Right.
So that's an interesting take on it.
I would say that for most people moving forward, the reason that they like higher speeds and more throughput is because they want a higher quality of video, for example. 4K video is streamable, mm-hmm. and high definition is streamable. And I think that's kind of where the majority of the first world, or the world, in fact, is moving towards,
you know.
And I think to get to that position, we have to increase the speed of our internet. And I understand there are people out there who don't need that amount of speed, mm-hmm. but eventually we're all going to have a bare minimum.
Yeah.
And it's worth having a bare minimum that is usable for everybody, rather than it be somewhere, you know, in the negative numbers.
Yeah,
perhaps.
That bare minimum shouldn't be 10 Mbps.
Agreed.
Very true.
It should be at least 50.
Right. We have 5 minutes to get our final story of the day out, because we've been whinging about the internet here. But we've been doing that for quite some time already.
Yeah. That's true.
It's not going to be a story that goes away anytime soon. Anyway, this final story, Chris, as we're sat in an office where you've got a hoodie on.
I do.
Arvin normally has a hoodie on outside.
I forgot my hoodie.
Today.
Oh, no.
And as an Englishman, this is the most comfortable I get in Malaysia. What's going on?
Right. So basically, the story today that I have is about a way to wake sleepy workers up. And this is actually an initiative started by Daikin, because they actually had a study that says they found that lowering the room temperature by a few degrees for several minutes is actually more efficient in waking people up than stuff like having brighter lights or even having the aroma of rosemary in the air and
the
such.
Aroma of rosemary.
Yes, they actually conducted an experiment and conducted a study to see what might actually work the best, and no surprise that Daikin found out that making things colder worked best, right?
How convenient!
Urino Khan, a Daikin worker who participated in the experiment, I don't know what that word was there for a second, I said, I've tried coffee, a quick workout, and short chats when I get drowsy after lunch, but the Daikin system was much better than all of that. And so, what Daikin wants to do is they actually want to detect sleepiness in workers using artificial intelligence. And then when they see that people are going to get sleepy, they'll just like decrease the temperature. Decrease the temperature and increase the coldness, and then blast cold air at this person to jolt them up.
You see, I have a rebuttal for that. When I'm falling asleep at night, I have my aircon on cold. You know, and I sleep perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So I'm not entirely, I don't know. I
mean, it's a bit of a confusing one, right? But it's also really interesting that Daikin is doing this. Is it really interesting? They're actually trying to move away from the traditional hardware business. They're trying to like kind of provide solutions as opposed to just their hardware products as well. Because basically in doing so, they would be less vulnerable to the same competition that has already driven many Japanese electronics makers from the global market. And what they want to do is essentially start doing interesting things with air. So this cold air waking up thing is one thing. They also want to develop air that, I'm not even joking, makes food taste better. That's an actual quote. Sane Kagawa, a Daikin engineer, says, "We are also developing air that makes food taste better." I don't know how.
I'd be a little bit worried about
but
that.
They're doing that.
Yeah.
So they're putting MSG into the air and wafting it around.
Don't know how they're doing that.
It's the MSG.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't really know. I don't really know how that's going to work. But they're essentially trying to move away and trying to make air their sort of product, which is kind of interesting. And I also don't think the whole cold air thing would work. I would prefer to nap, thanks, or have a coffee, or leave and go home and have a rest.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I think they're sort of like siding with the employers who don't want people napping in the office or like taking a break. So the moment they sense like someone's falling asleep, you either jolt them out of their sleep or you freeze them to death.
Because
they're not worth it.
Yeah.
It's lowering productivity, hypothermia.
Yeah, but also, you know, also on a really quick note as well, it's also tying into this kind of trend where people are starting to see smart offices come about, you know, and everything's starting to get automated and AI is starting to get involved. So that's an interesting time. We'll see if it works.
You know, is it green friendly? You know?
Don't know, to be honest. They didn't really say anything about the kind of effect that it would have on the environment. All that we know is that the companies think this technology will be ready by 2020. So if we have any questions, we should probably bring them up now.
No, I mean, it makes sense. Because if you actually think about it, even when you're sleeping and it's like pretty cold in the morning and you don't have like a blanket, you will wake up somehow.
Oh, because no doubt.
Yeah, because your body just starts working faster to keep you warm, right? Yeah. So I think it's simple logic, I guess.
Uh-huh.
The part where they detect how sleepy people are, that's the more interesting part. Like, how would you know? Like, do you see their
heart rate,
like, you know, dipping slightly? Or, you know, do you see them, like dozing
they
off?
Count the amount of times you blink in an hour or something?
Yeah. Or they just, you know, listen to if you say tired or sleepy or something.
Yes, that could also work.
Cold air.
Or maybe you're just linking up to Portal, who's going to, you know, send signals up. Yeah.
Portal, sponsored by Daikin.
Oh, no. It's a nightmare.
You know it's coming. Right, it's time for us to wrap up, ladies and gents. That's all the time that we have for today's show. But of course, we will be back tomorrow, same time, same place at noon. I won't be here, though. The other guys will be here looking after the show for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But don't forget, if you still want to get in touch regarding this story, we may have some more feedback for you tomorrow regarding it. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and Instagram at BFM Radio. We're quickly going to run through the stories that we covered today. Of course, we did start off with that story about how telcos may have announced lower prices and faster internet speeds, but some of you guys are complaining that they have yet to enjoy these benefits.
Yes, and then we talked about how Facebook has released their first hardware smart speaker called Portal, but also, what a bad idea, geez. And also, Matt Armitage is going to talk about that more at 10 a.m. on Friday.
Then we spoke about how Google will shut down Google Plus, or the consumer side of Google Plus, after user information was exposed.
And then we talked about how Daikin wants to just blast sleepy workers with cold air to wake them up, because that's fun, I guess.
Thank you, Daikin. Right, don't go anywhere, though. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. They caught up with Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz nearly a decade after their first conversation with him. They tapped into his insights on the state of the global economy in 2018, including his thoughts on monetary tightening, political polarization, the rise of China, and the winners and losers of technology innovation and dominance. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Christine Wong and Arvind Yuvaraj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station. Have a good afternoon. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.